Bloody good to be back. How are you getting on, G Dog?
Bloody good, mate. It's great to be here. Really excited to be back in the podcast game, mate. Inside Performance Podcast with my colleague, co-host, and pal, Adam Ash.
Big chap.
Oh, big chap. Yeah, really stoked to be back in the game here, chatting to you and sharing the conversation where we're really just exploring a game-changing understanding of the mind, the inside-out truth of how the human experience works. And had some really, really cool feedback for the first episode and sparked some curiosity amongst some people. And it's funny, like, people sort of have this feeling like, what we're pointing to is new, yet they kind of have a knowing that it's like they sort of already know something along those lines, but yet it seems new. And that knowing that we have is that little bit of truth within you resonating to what's been there all along, the truth of how we work. And it seems new because I guess for a long time, our human nature, our society, we've been caught in misunderstanding, been looking outside for answers, and our sort of the thinking's been more conditioned to that.
It gets shrouded, doesn't it? That's the word. I like that word. Yeah. It's one that I've heard often used in this understanding, and it's kind of like that. Yeah. You know, for so long we're born into this world and we're living life full on. We're feeling energy. We're feeling energy, and you know, like you just got to look at a young kid, you know, like a little baby, and sitting content one moment, and you know, of course, babies don't know anything. They have no concepts about what makes them feel good and in the world, and you know, and what their mum's giving them for dinner in half an hour's time, or you know, what life was like before they were born. Like, they have no idea about what's going on, but they're just living life full on, and they're feeling something. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll be sitting and they'll be content one moment, smiling, looking at you, and the next moment they're bloody crying their eyes out. And you know, that's life. That's what happens, isn't it? We as we grow up, we begin to our brains develop, and we pick up ideas and concepts, and for a long time we look out, you know, we look out into the world for the cures and causes of why we feel what we feel.
Aye.
And it gets shrouded, that knowing gets shrouded, and at some point we hopefully wake up to the fact that
we might realise that life's just too important to take seriously all the time, isn't it?
Bloody hell, you said it.
Like, and that sort of takes us back to our true nature, like we spoke about, the little children. One moment they're sad, the next moment they're happy, they're on top of the world. That time with our sad, once that's been and gone, they're not taking that too seriously. And that's allowing their true capacity to open up to the next moment and just be one with that next moment come through. And that's the truth. We're living moment to moment to moment. From an innocent misunderstanding, we're dragging past moments and old cluttered thinking and recycled thinking with us into this present moment. And that's cluttering us and getting in the way of our true capacity to just really be at one with the present moment, whether you're bloody doing the dishes or out on a sports field in front of thousands of people or traveling or on holiday, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, the absolute beauty can be found in anything when we're seeing life clearly as it truly works, and we're not dragging old, conditioned, recycled thinking along with us that comes with that innocent, outside-in misunderstanding.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I've got a question for you, because I think it's quite an important thing that comes along with this understanding is, do you just answer this? I guess it's good for probably best of you just to ask it, but when do Do you think we have control or power over when we do drag the past into the present? You know, do we as human beings contain that power to control when that happens and when it doesn't? I know what the answer is, but I want you to explain it.
I'm just going to be black and white straight up and say, no, we don't.
No. We get caught and then we don't get caught. Stuck, unstuck.
Yeah. And in fact, knowing that that is part of being human is what allows us to see clearly more of the time. And that low state or that clutter to not, we don't have to be held there. And in fact, it doesn't have to be seen as bad. It's not bad. It's neutral. Like, we ebb and flow naturally between feeling good and confident and times of more clutter and less ease.
Boxed in.
Yeah. You know, feeling a bit more stuck. Whereas innocently, us human beings, from the outside in, misunderstanding, we can hold ourselves in that boxed in, that stuck place when we just keep looking outside for the answers. So we're looking outside for the cause of what's causing that low state, right? And it doesn't work that way. It never, ever. First things first, when you're feeling down or low, it's never coming from anything outside of you. It can seem that way in our own content of thought, and that's okay. Like, we're not in control of every bit of information that comes into our intellect. Knowing that, it's a lovely, great thing to know. And just knowing that it's normal, that we don't need to find an answer to why we're feeling this way, allows the system of the mind to run its course. And I know that's something, speaking of the word system, I'll pass it over to you, Adam, because I know there's something you want to touch on there.
Yeah, I guess like we wanted to touch on the subject, which is massive within this understanding, and it's really the driving force behind it, which is that our minds have a self-correcting system. But for so long, I guess, I can speak for myself here, and you, Grayson, probably, I never realized I had one. You know, I was relying, I guess, for so long on things on the outside to make me feel better. You know, I was relying on the highs that come with outside circumstances, which is actually an illusion, the highs that come with that and various other things to provide me with what I thought were the good feelings. But in truth, they were never ever coming from there. It's just, I guess, an illusion to, as part of the human experience, to for that to seem real, when in truth, within myself and within all of us, we have a system where we don't have to do anything to feel better, or to, at times we're going to feel bad, you know, but, and we don't have to do anything at times to go from that to feeling clear. You know, if you've got this person, say, if I had a pen and paper and this was a video, I'd draw a little diagram right now, but unfortunately we've just got voice for me to try and describe this. But if you've got a person here on your left, it's the same person here. You've got this person in moment of time A and moment in time B. Person on the left here, moment in time A, has a lot of thinking going on. And what happens when we've got a load of thinking going on? We've got feelings that we don't particularly like, or feelings that aren't particularly nice or always nice to experience. Person on the right doesn't have a lot of thinking going on and feels confident, secure, and present. In order to get from the left to the right, we don't have to do anything. Like, we don't have to do anything to make that happen. There is a system within us that takes care of that. And in fact, when we think that we have control over getting there, that actually slows the whole thing down. Because you can't fix a thinking problem with more thinking. Mm. It's a process of subtraction that the system takes care of itself.
Mm.
You know?
So what would you say some of the innocent, say maybe symptoms or byproducts of falling for the fact that we're in control of that? What would you say like may take place when we innocently think that we're in control of that feeling state?
Well, I guess you try and fix, don't you? You try and people, and we've been here in this situation, and we spent time trying to fix how we felt for, you know, before we came across this, Grace. I know, like, you know, we used some techniques to like morning rituals and stuff like that to get up and get your day moving in the right direction. You know, we that made sense to us without understanding that we work from the inside out. That seemed like a good thing to do, I guess. You know, it made sense at the time, but I guess seeing that you work from the inside out and there's nothing that needs to be fixed, you stop wasting time with it, because one, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And two, it's looking in a completely, I guess, not a wrong direction, but it's an unhelpful direction, because you actually have something within you can rely on 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's not something tangible. It's not something that can be, mm-hmm. it's not something that can be seen or pointed at, but it can only be experienced.
Yeah. I think a word that sticks out to me, and obviously a word's just a word, but we're using words now to try and point to something that's invisible, but the word knowing, it's a knowing. And when I say knowing, I'm not talking about like an intellectual knowing of
your name.
Yeah. Knowing like, you know, there's people with these really amazing, impressive degrees and they know a lot of stuff and they know a lot of information about the specific field and skill that engineering or whatever, like scientists, all the, you know, they have a knowing about the information. But what I'm talking about when I say knowing is it's a stillness within us, a knowing of what's true, and a knowing that there's a design to our system, that when left to that design, the knowing that we live in the feeling of thought, the energy of thought, 100% of the time, even in the low moments when it doesn't seem that way, there's a knowing within us that in fact we're living in the feeling of an energy. And the knowing that even though our intellect's going to be pointing outside of us to whatever it may be, something to do with your job or your relationship, or
it can be everything, can't it? Like when you're in that way, it seems like everything, like yeah. everything is causing yeah. everything is going yeah. badly in this world of Adam yeah. Ash, you know?
Exactly. And that's why one day when you're caught in that outside in illusion, which like we referred to earlier, we're not in control of when we float in and out of that. It's given, part of being a human. But the knowing that even though your intellect's going to say, oh, it's still for your relationship or your job, whatever, there's a knowing in you that, oh, it doesn't work that way. That knowing is enough. That knowing is huge, because that knowing allows us to be in line with how the system works. And before we know it, like we've given up control of trying to change circumstances or do a ritual or a technique or do something different to change our feeling state, because we know that our feeling state is coming through us from within, and that it's normal, it's part of being human, and that knowing allows us to know that in fact we have everything within us 100% of the time, whether we're in a feeling state of confidence or a lower feeling state. What's within us is our true capacity, our true essence of creativity, of insight, of problem solving, of love, of peace, connection. That knowing allows us to know that that's there always. And even when innocently our thinking might ramp up to point outside of us, we know that actually there's nothing wrong with feeling a bit low right now. I've got everything within me no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a question, because it's one that I know we're talking about this. It's one that's often asked, right? So I'll give you a situation. So when saying this, that we understand that our feelings aren't coming from the world or the past or the future or circumstance, say you've got someone who, you know, God forbid, is in an abusive relationship, or you know, is in a situation where, you know, it's quite, something has to be done about it, if you know what I mean. What the benefits of looking in this direction, of this understanding, you know, how can that be of benefit to the person, in terms of, will it be obvious and clear that they'll know what to do, or will it not be clear, or can that confuse, you know, that, can that get in the road of, you know what I'm pointing at here with this question? Can you kind of, can you give me an answer of?
Yeah. So I'm sure every single human being like has all had an experience of when something just becomes completely clear to you, and you know that's the direction, and before you, like, you're not even thinking about it, you're just doing it, like whether it's the decision to leave a relationship or change a job, or an insight comes to you about an amazing idea, or
to retire from professional sport, or
just a fresh, clear, and it's just, that's it, that's the decision, and that's come from within. That's when something's that clear cut, black and white, that's come from within us, beyond our thinking, our intellect, and that's our, that capacity's there always. Now, from misunderstanding and looking outside, we can innocently clutter, ramp our thinking up, and get in the way of that true capacity for insight that's constant. So by looking in the direction of how we truly work, that we live in the feeling of thought 100% of the time, this knowing, looking in this direction, allows the clutter of misunderstanding to fall away. And we're more in touch with that insight, that true capacity. So looking in this direction, the truth will occur to you clear cut, plainly and simply, as it's meant to, with more ease. We're not gonna have to search and seek and ramp our thinking up and look outside for the answer. But when we're in understanding of how we truly work, yeah, you're going to go have ups and downs of feeling states. You're going to feel good and clear, and then you're going to feel down and sad. But it puts you in line more of the time with the true direction. Common sense comes from within. Now, when I say common sense, it's like, common sense is just knowing what to do. Like, common sense, you know when you need to go toilet, or you know, okay, I should eat now. That same capacity for those just trivial things is available in any direction of life. And that's the clarity that's available to us when we're living an understanding of how the mind works.
Mm-hmm. Very nicely put. I've got an example of a knowing, like, and I almost don't want to talk about it, because it's annoying to me, and it's not annoying of how it should be for everyone else, or, you know, how it has to occur for other people, which I'd like to just clear that up before even speaking about it. But there was one point where, I'll start by saying, like, marriage always freaked me out. Like, it kind of like scared me, you know, like I always had in the back of my head, like, oh, like what, you know, like what if, you know, committed to this for the rest of my life and all the rest of it, and all like that. That was me. That's what it seemed like to me. And there was one moment where it just popped into my head. It was like a knowing that I wanted to get engaged to Lisa. It was the strangest thing. It was just obvious. There was no decision to be made, you know. And that is an example of, I guess, a knowing from within. It's clear. It's clear cut and it's obvious.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, that's not how it is for everybody, and it doesn't have to be like that for everybody, but that was an example of, from understanding that arose from within me. And the clutter, the clutter and all these misconceptions of, I guess, what I thought were true, when they disappeared, you know, the, I guess something that was to be came through.
Yeah. And that's the amazing thing about what we're pointing to, is it's universal. Like what we're speaking about is for every single human being. Like, this is the truth of how the mind works. And that made sense. That was what made sense to you, and it was clear cut, and that was just the direction you were going in, because it made sense to you. It wasn't a, you didn't have to tug,
I wasn't like pondering over it. I wasn't like, yes, no, yes.
Yeah. It was just like, ah, geez, that just makes sense. And that's it. And that's what's available to every single human being. And how it will play out for you, we don't know. We can't tell you, but it will play out for you when we live an understanding of how things work in business, you know, when that old thinking that's been in the way of being able to solve a problem that's been within the industry or your job or whatever for decades or however long, when the mind opens up to new, fresh insight that's readily available but has innocently been covered up, that's where the answers lie. And I mean, was it Albert Einstein who said you can't solve a problem from the same thinking,
the same level of consciousness that created it? I love that quote.
You can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it. Yeah. And what we're speaking about puts us in touch with just the unlimited, untapped level of consciousness. That it's unlimited. I say level, but it's unlimited, you know? And when we look in this direction, we realize we're all a part of that. And, you know, even things like issues in society, they arise from the same misunderstanding that outside of us is the cause of our anger or sadness or our issues. And then from that innocent misunderstanding, the illusion of separation gets created in our thinking. And we think that some people in society, whether it's race, religion, class, whatever it may be, like, we come up with these concepts for separateness, and they're an illusion. They're a symptom of misunderstanding of where our experience is coming from. So, like, humanity has unlimited potential to live amazingly and really, really thrive and create and just enjoy, like, truly and unboundedly enjoy our moment-to-moment experience, whether it's something previously from clutter that you viewed as a chore, you know, something like doing the laundry. Like, in your old cluttered thinking, you can think that's the cause of your pissed off feeling, whereas from seeing life clearly, it opens us up to be able to be in the moment and enjoy something as simple as doing the laundry. And if that's possible to enjoy your life doing a job, a chore that you viewed to be the cause of a shit feeling, imagine what else is available to us in life. You know, relationships flourish, our jobs, we love doing what we're doing, we connect with people. There's so much opportunity and possibility when we're living and seeing how life truly works.
Yeah, it's really interesting. What just popped into my head there, just as you were speaking about that, Grayson, is, like, you know, this knowing that you talk about in relation to, it seems to me like a lot of people and a lot of society, when it comes to enlightenment, there's this conception that there's somewhere to get to, that there is a next level of this being being enlightened. And I guess it's just not so. You know, like there's nowhere to get to. And I think this knowing that you talk about is a different knowing to when people refer to enlightenment and that there is somewhere to get to and that we need to seek and search in order to be fulfilled. It just popped into my mind there. And I think that's it's something that I'd just like to say, yeah, I don't think that there's nowhere to get to. It's not, no matter how enlightened you may become, you're still going to experience the ebb and flow.
Yeah.
You know, it's human. It's to be human is to experience ebb and flow.
So
I just thought I'd finish by saying that.
Yeah.
It's popped into my head randomly.
No, absolutely, man. And the more we know that there's no better state of enlightenment to get to, that illusion that we fall away from, that rat race of life that that actually in fact gets in the way of us enjoying that moment with our partner or our family or our dog in the park or on your own, even in the midst of a hard day's work. Like, that's life, man. And being open to what's truly within you and the beauty of it all, like that show that there's nowhere to get to. It's all there. And that knowing puts us in line with our best direction in life. And it happens and it unfolds with more ease naturally.
Nicely put. Look within for the answers, baby boy.
That's it, boy. That's the one.
Oh, it's been good to chat again, Grace. And it's been good to speak to you, Grace. And you've got some cool things coming up down in London.
The webinars are cool because it gives you a chance to interact with Adam and Christian and ask questions, all from the comfort of your own lounge room via these video conferences. So that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And I've got got our friend and colleague Jamie Smart,
the Smartsman.
Yeah, the old Smartsman coming along to do a bit of work down at Ealing Trailfinders. So that's very exciting. I think it'll be cool. And I know there's plenty of guys who I've chatted with and who have read his books who are very excited about getting to link up with someone who's really spearheading this understanding and making massive impact. He's got a couple of Sunday Times best-selling books specifically sharing this clear-cut understanding. Results and Clarity are the titles of his books. So, yeah, very excited with that. That'll be cool to link up with Jamie and see where that goes.
Yeah, that guy is a spearheader. He really is a fearless thinker. He is, man. He's done some good work and, he's paving his own path, and he's doing a good job. So yeah, check out his work if you wish. It's been a good time chatting to you again, Grace, as usual. But we'll wrap this up, and I think we'll see everybody in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, inwards and onwards. Look within.
That's an awesome statement. I love that.
Mm. Alrighty, big boy. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.